Well, it's been good. We started in Astoria, Oregon, on June 19th, and here we are in Casper, Wyoming. So we've gone, I don't know, maybe 1,300 miles or so. We have lots of miles still to go, about 2,400. And it's been a great experience seeing the country this way, but it's a lot of miles, that's for sure.
And you've had good weather from the pictures you've been posting on Twitter. Seems like very good conditions.
We have been blessed. We really have not had any rain to speak of. The temperatures have gotten fairly hot, but the winds have been a mix. You know, sometimes you have a headwind, sometimes you have a tailwind. The tailwind's a whole lot better, but no torrential downpours, which is great because we would have to ride in them if we had them, because we have a schedule to keep and we'll keep it.
And to talk about kind of who's with you, I know you've had various people join and drop off the travel as part of the trip, and different people meet up with you. Talk a little bit about your companions.
Well, I've had a couple of people from Delaware join me for 5 days at a time, friends from back home that I ride with all the time. Most of the fellow riders are people from around the world. We've got a guy from Australia, several from the UK, and then people from all over the country. And I did not know any of them before. But it's been a really very nice group of people. Most of them are significantly faster than I am, but they're all very nice about it.
And talk a little bit about how, I guess, physically you're holding up. This is probably more riding than I'd guess you've ever done in a straight shot together. I know you ride a lot, but not anywhere near this much.
That's true, and it's bigger by a significant margin. And so, you know, I'm trying to do a lot of stretching and eat well. And but it's a lot. And, you know, some of these people, I mean, most of these folks, but first of all, I'm actually one of the younger people. I'm 56, and I'm one of the younger ones.
Wow.
And, yeah, and most of them are in their 60s and 70s. And yet they are really strong cyclists. A lot of them are a lot lighter than I am, which helps because, you know, climbing these mountains, being lighter generally and strong, tends to help, and I'm neither light nor strong, so I'm working on both of them. But it's a challenge, but so far hanging in there.
And then I guess the other aspect of that is sort of the mental aspect of does it become a grind? Does sort of the vistas that you're able to see in the different parts of the country you're able to experience on a bike kind of overpower that? Is there down times and you know, why am I doing this, or no, you have to stay pretty positive?
Well, first of all, it's a great question. The mental part of this is really important, and whether or not it's a grind has a lot to do with whether or not there's a tailwind or a headwind, honestly.
Right.
And so we've had days with strong headwinds and long climbs, and those tend to be pretty difficult, but, you know, you do try to just, you know, what's one pedal at a time. And I also remember I'm doing this as a fundraiser for some great organizations at home, and we encourage people to check out Motivate the First State, which is a great way to log your activities, and it also is a fundraiser for 7 organizations serving Delaware kids.
And how does that work? What has been the response to that that you've heard?
Good. We've been very successful with the fundraising. I raised over $100,000, and my sense is we've got more people signing up to log their activities on Motivate the First State. And so for me, this is really a win-win-win. I get myself in shape. I see the country from a bicycle, which is a great way to see it. And I also get to work, you know, working with our supporters and sponsors, help a lot of kids in Delaware.
And I guess this is sort of a bucket list thing for you, something you've always wanted to do. I know you've talked about it in years past, kind of the feeling of accomplishment. And I know you've got a long way to go to finish the accomplishment, but it feels pretty good.
It does so far. And we've got a month. I think it's a month from today. I should be in Rehoboth Beach. And so I'm looking forward to the completion of that. It's a bucket list kind of thing. I'm glad I'm doing it, but I don't think I'd do it again.
Very good. And then can't help but think of what your thoughts were as you were riding and probably enjoying some sleep on June 30th this year while your counterparts in Delaware, your successor in Delaware, was dealing with quite a bit on June 30th and into July 2nd even. Thoughts on kind of what you heard from what was happening in Delaware this June 30th?
Well, I was happy that in the end they figured it out and got a budget. I know it was very difficult work. It can be, you know, really frustrating. I've been there, you know, 8 times, and so I'm happy for Governor Carney that he has passed his first legislative session, that he's passed his first budget. And I can tell you that as a new governor, when you start in January, the legislature is already in session. You only have a few months to get the budget done. It's really, really difficult. And so I'm very happy for him that he's passed all that.
And then finally, just as you're riding with all these other people from all over the world and seeing America, I know you've posted a couple of things on Twitter just about how you see the country in a different way. Something different about America that you're seeing?
Well, it's a good point, and certainly, you know, the other day, for example, I was in Du Bois, Wyoming. I'd never heard of Du Bois, Wyoming before, and I was there for their July 4th parade. And, you know, you realize that we all come from different places. We all have different backgrounds, different perspectives, different opinions. But that's really what makes America what it is. And I think when we all come together and we put what is in the best interest of the country first rather than our own personal interest, that's how we make advances. And so we have an amazing, amazing, beautiful, incredible country. And, you know, it's something I'm very proud of. I miss Delaware a lot, but I feel blessed to have this opportunity to see the whole country.